USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The details are still coming out, but Houston police confirm that there was a stampede at the Astroworld Festival, leaving 8 victims, one as young as 14 years old, dead. Police Chief Troy Fenner says,
"And we're going to get down to the bottom of it."
The story even more bizarre as witnesses report that it all began when somebody noticed they were getting pricked by somebody with a syringe in the crowd. So needless to say, the chief says it's a criminal investigation.
That's going to involve our homicide division as well as narcotics.
A U.S. federal appeals court temporarily blocking President Biden's vaccine mandate for large companies as a 3-judge panel granted a stay today, freezing the administration's vaccine mandate for businesses with 100 workers or more. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I wanted to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, they sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll-free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The ups and downs of a presidential approval rating. The latest from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
President Joe Biden has spent months watching his poll numbers sink as the economy appeared to be losing altitude throughout the fall. The narrative may have changed Friday.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
Government data showed that the U.S. added 531,000 jobs in October.
The U.S. Navy christening a new ship, the USNS Harvey Milk, named in honor of the late politician and civil and human rights activist who served in the Navy during the Korean War as a diving officer. Milk was elected later to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1977, becoming the first openly gay elected official in California. He was assassinated on November 27, 1978. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Russian cosmonaut is now in charge of the International Space Station. NASA's official change of command ceremony taking place aboard the ISS on Saturday with Commander Thomas Peskett handing over the responsibility to his Russian counterpart, but not before he thanked his colleagues both aboard the ISS and those back on the ground.
Learned from every single one of them. Those awesome individuals really made it easy on me to be the commander of this expedition. I think I'll extend that obviously to the people on the ground. All the ground teams really across the world made it easy on us to live and work on board the ISS.
Peskett and his crew now scheduled to undock from the space station on Sunday to prepare for a Monday return to Earth. Despite a recent controversy over his last Netflix special, comedian Dave Chappelle is kicking off a tour in San Francisco during which he'll film a documentary called Untitled. Tegan Meyer of the nonprofit organization Trans Lifeline says Chappelle doesn't seem to understand the harm he's been causing with some of his recent material.
Dave Chappelle seems to think that this is all some, you know, propaganda machine pinned against him by white trans people, and realistically, he's aligning himself with very violent forces.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.